Now joined by head coach Melissa Graves and senior Maggie Pina following BU's 73-65 win over Merrimack. Coach, if you could start off with an opening statement.
Really great team win. I'm really proud of the effort from the entire team. Everyone who stepped on the floor was able to score the basketball. I think our offense looked really, really good tonight, shooting 50% from the floor. The times that we were able to share the basketball and move the basketball, get out and transition, I really love the effort on that side of the floor, particularly tonight.
Now to take questions from the media.
Yeah, WTVU Sports, I'm James Noyes.
Hi, James.
So, Coach, no Caitlin Weimer tonight. I was just wondering where she was. I saw her walk down the stairs just now, so.
She just has a lower body injury, so she's kind of a day-to-day player. So we're kind of waiting to see what her progress is tomorrow and the next day to see when she can be back.
Okay, sounds good.
Yeah.
And Maggie, your guys' first game home in 2 weeks. How is it just to be back here, get a win in Boston?
It's nice to be home. I mean, I know BC is not too far down the road, but playing in Case, I think we tend to, you know, shoot the ball better, just like having the home court advantage, our band, our fans. It's good to play at home.
And then just generally, what do you guys think you did well tonight?
I think we shared the ball pretty well. It was pretty slow to start, but once we started, running up the floor and finding in and then out, gave us some pretty open shots.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you.
I'm Ethan Fuller. I'm with the Boston Globe. Coach, I guess I'll start with you. Just in general, the high assist to shots made great tonight, especially in that early fourth quarter. It seemed like Maggie said, you guys are able to really push the ball up the floor really well. Is that something that you told your team to make an adjustment on, or did you kind of just wait for them to sync up?
Yeah, we definitely, it's been a focus in practice is how we share the basketball, how we move the basketball to two sides of the floor and shift the defense to get open shots and open opportunities. Every day we work on attacking the rim, finding out our movement off penetration. So I think it's really, really been clicking for us in the last couple of games, especially where assists to shots made is we're at a very high percentage, like top 10 in the country. So I thought Maggie in particular did a phenomenal job in that fourth quarter finding skip passes. She skipped it over the defense to find open shots. I thought Liz did a really good job attacking the rim and finding out Sid's 5 assists to 1 turnover. I mean, she was able to find and assist her teammates as well. So I thought the guards did a really good job of being the aggressor, attacking the rim, and then utilizing their passes to get their teammates open shots.
And as far as getting those shots open, at least what I was able to notice, there was a lot of like pin and screen type stuff. How are you coaching like your other guards who are setting those screens, or whether it's bigs too? How are you coaching them when to do that and all the timing of it?
So we have different sets that we run. Motion is what we use the most today, and it's a ball screen offense. So we really teach the spacing in that is the biggest piece. So our guards to be able to catch below the free throw line to get a low ball screen or a low dribble handoff, our post able to dive off that as well. So we're able to get action not only from the guards but from the post as well. Us being able to score inside and out is a really special thing about the team. We're able to score at every position. So that offense in particular, I think, is very hard to guard. Are you going to take away the roller? Are you going to take away the guard? You know, it's a difficult decision to make for the defense. So I thought we did a good job in that offense in particular, again, moving the ball to multiple sides of the floor, shifting the defense, causing a little bit of chaos before we were able to get good shots.
Awesome. And my only other question for you again on the passing, Marin, I think, ended with 5 assists tonight. Seemed like, again, from the post, whether it was hitting other interior players or just kicking out, it seemed like she really was just feeling it tonight. Is that something that you've noticed is new this year, just her getting to that level, or something you've kind of always seen?
I think last year she really started to grow in that area. I think this year she's really emerging, where, you know, teams and defenses are having a lot of attention on our post players inside. They're sometimes getting double, triple teamed. She's done a really good job of working on passes, skips to the other side. She's done a great job finding Maggie, especially in the BC game. She was able to skip out and find our shooters for open shots. So that's something we talk about a lot, is playing inside out, which Maggie just mentioned as well. We did a good job today. Let's get a post touch, collapse the defense, and then we're going to also have open shots for our guards. So Marin, I think especially, has done a really good job in growing in that area from last year to this year, and she's just making phenomenal passes out, skip out to the wing, skip out to the corner, and just finding people without turning it over.
Awesome. And Maggie, my one question for you on today's game, and again, it's about passing. The assist I remember for you, you hit Sam Crisp on one kind of high-low feed, you hit Seminova on one high-low feed, and then it was the skip pass to Machine. Overall, with your confidence being able to see those type of reads, do you feel like that is another leap for you this year, or is that something you've kind of slowly been building towards?
I think that's something I've more slowly been building towards. I think especially last year, just having a new coach, having a new offense, like those reads weren't as obvious to me, whereas maybe they had been in the past years just because it was so different. Also having teammates who like call for the ball is helpful, so I can know where they are. But yeah, I think all of us just like sinking in and knowing where we have to be in the offense and also knowing what the reads are out of the offense this year has made it a lot easier for all of us to be able to find each other and also make those better passes, because if you're like rushing the pass trying to figure out where someone is versus knowing where they are, it makes the pass a lot easier.